Beloved Martha and music team, there you go, making me cry again right before I'm supposed to talk. Music is such a communicator, is it not? It touches us in ways that words don't always do. And when we open our soul, our very being, that truly is the experience of the inflow of the presence of what we call God, what we call divine spirit, what we call the ground of pure essence, all that is. And so thank you for the gifts that you share with us that open our hearts so beautifully. So last week I started on my talk as we were moving into the week of Unity's World Day of Prayer, and it was making a difference and praying together. So I didn't have as much time to complete that, and I wanted to continue it on this week in part two to share a little bit with you about prayer and just appreciating that Unity has held this amazing event of prayer around the world, because Unity has centers all over the United States and around the world, and recognizing that there is something that shifts and changes when we pray together. And so I want us to explore a little bit about prayer in our lives today, and how is it current? How is it relevant? What is the role that prayer plays? And what ideas have we carried from centuries on of quote-unquote what prayer is? How do we pray? What has meaning and value to you in your lives around prayer? And is it really relevant? Or do we have old ideas and think we should pray this way or that way, and you know, we always kind of wonder, how does it work when all of us here are praying that Notre Dame wins, and then everybody on the other side of the playing field is praying that their team wins, right? What's up with that? And what is it in some of the more challenging parts of prayer, when children in a hospital recover and some do not? Is God there and present with some and not with others? Does that mean that some of us are more worthy and some are not as worthy? Ooh. You know, we shake our heads no, and yet, you know, in the consciousness of humanity, it has been such a part of us for so long that unconsciously we still carry a lot of these ideas around what God is, what divine essence is, what spirit is, what substance is, as Charles used to refer to it, and how does prayer impact our lives, and how do we participate in prayer? Charles Fillmore in Jesus Christ Heals said, prayer is dynamic and accentuates the spiritual ethers. Don't you love that? That was his word from 150 years ago, the spiritual ethers. It's all that's not explainable in the brain. So prayer is dynamic and accentuates the spiritual ethers that interpenetrate all substance. In other words, all of creation, all that is. Prayer is related directly to the creative laws of God. Not God a person, not someone as a puppeteer out there that's pulling the strings and saying, you will live and you will not, and this team will win and that team will not. It's talking about the creative laws of godness, of the energy of the universe. And he goes on to say, and when man adjusts his mind and body in harmony with these laws, his prayers will always be effective and far-reaching. Because guess what, folks? What he's speaking about is not that we say a prayer that invokes God to follow the will that we want, What we are doing is participating in prayer in a way that is different, that invites us to align who we are in the core of our being with everything that is of limitless creation. So as we begin to explore what it means to pray in our current day, what does it mean to you? How do you pray? What's current? What's relevant? Do you get down on your knees? Do you go into a quiet room to be apart? Do you sing and dance? I'm not seeing any hands raised, so I'm figuring I'm going to hit on one somewhere. Any of these apply? They all apply. You know, we're human beings, and sometimes, you know, we need to talk to that which we sort of humanize a God. You know, we need to talk to something out there. We need to just share the challenges and the trials and the tribulations, and sometimes we have friends to do that with, and sometimes we don't. So it's very important to be able to speak. It's very important to be still and quiet so that we can access a different state of being within us that opens us to this divine flow of universal substance that's limitless. It's important that we celebrate. It's important that we be present. I've used this quote before, but I love it. It's from Edwin Keith. He's a prayer coach, and he says, prayer is exhaling the spirit of man, in other words, all the parts of our human personality that think it should be this way or that way or whatever, exhaling the spirit of man and inhaling the spirit of God. Or inhaling the spirit of divine essence, inhaling limitless substance. In Charles and Cora Fillmore's book, Teach Us to Pray, they say Christian metaphysicians find that words that express thanks, gratitude, and praise release energies of mind and spirit. It doesn't say asking. It says words that express thanks, gratitude, and praise, and they release energies of mind and spirit, and their use is usually followed by effects so pronounced that they are quickly identified with the originating words. Let your words of praise and blessings be to spirit. The resources of spirit are beyond our highest flights of imagination. See, friends, as we begin to take a current and relevant look at what prayer is in our lives, how does it show up? How do you feel about it? Have you kind of gone, it doesn't work? I don't know how to pray. What's valuable? What has meaning to me? How do I want to participate? These are questions to begin asking, especially following this a wonderful time to have participated in a World Day of Prayer where we recognize the prayer takes many forms. And what it truly is about is not about trying to make something happen out here. It is about an attitude of being. It is about shifting us. It's about shifting us to be open, to access that limitless flow of divine substance we talk about all the time. That's not something we see with our brain. So if we pray with this part of our brain, it's limited to the outer world and perceptions of what already is. And friends, prayer takes us into that which hasn't even begun yet. It takes us into that realm where we create. Where we create and understand we are co-creators with God. And so we're invited to pray in many ways and to pray all the time. I pray when I'm driving down the street, and thank goodness I don't close my eyes. You know? I love to talk about momentary prayer. Because all prayer is a moment of realigning to a recognition that we are so much more than just this physical body. So there are times when we want to go into the silence and the stillness. And there are times when we want to dance our prayer or sing our prayer. There are times when we want to celebrate life, or there are times when we want to ask for support and guidance because we're facing challenges. For our people who have been in the hurricanes and the earthquakes and the fires. So the prayer might not necessarily be to keep all hurricanes away and have there be no fires or challenges. The prayer is, beloved essence of spirit, I trust in your creative allness that is with me and is with every individual facing any kind of challenge right now, to invite them to feel that oneness, to invite them to feel uplifted and guided in a wisdom that might not be readily accessible from the outer perception, but that will guide them forward and be with them. From scripture in Acts 4:31. I know there's a lot of scripture in Acts, Kevin, so you're right on it. Absolutely. Acts 4:31, it says, and when they had prayed, the place where they had gathered together was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak the word of God with boldness. What does that really mean? Oh man, it means when we breathe into spirit, and when we gather together, there is that movement that occurs that shakes us to the core of our being and allows us. Speaking the word of God simply means living forward into expression with boldness. Those inspirations, those divine ideas, those uplifting thoughts that help us to move forward through any challenges. And we can recognize that one of the greatest things that will help us to move into and be in alignment with the spirit of all that is, with creation, with godness, with divine pure being, is resonating in the vibration of gratitude and appreciation. On Abraham Hicks' emotional scale, it is the highest vibration that we can resonate in. Isn't it interesting that Alan Cohen said, appreciation is the highest form of prayer, for it acknowledges the presence of good wherever you shine the light of your thankful thoughts. The presence of good, it doesn't mean that we are grateful for all the things that happen to us, yet we can express a sense of gratitude in the presence and knowing that there is this energy that infuses us and gives us all that we need. And Meister Eckhart goes on to say, and I've used this often, and many of you have heard it. He said, and he was a theologian and a mystic back in the Holy Roman Empire era. And he said, the only prayer you ever say is thank you, it is enough. The only prayer. So friends, when we're sort of challenged in our lives in current day, and how is prayer relevant, and am I praying, and is it all just hokey? Does it not really mean anything? Let's shift our awareness and our consciousness into an understanding that prayer is evolving also. When we recognize we aren't praying to some superhuman being up in the sky somewhere, but when we recognize that prayer is actually an attitude of being, it is a willingness to exhale our own will, our own human personality, in order to be infilled with that which is limitless goodness and awareness and love and light. We can begin to participate in a process that will truly transform our world. Because when we talk about prayer and making a difference, we know that it's not a one person kind of thing. You know, and in our world today, we can get on Snapchat, what is it, Twitter, instant messaging, I don't know, all these things, we're text, we email. And yet it allows us to kind of stay separate and isolated in our own place while it seems like we're reaching out. And while those things are valuable because we do reach far more people than we ever have, it sort of lulls us into a false thinking that we are really connected. And we have kind of lost sight of the value of spiritual community and what it means to come together face to face to say, I am here for you. Please be here with and for me. Let us do this journey together. For when we hold hands, when we stand against the storms of life, when we are with each other, in any given moment, we can help remind each other of a higher truth. We can uplift and support. In scripture from Matthew 18:20, it says, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, in other words, in the essence of all that is, there I am in the midst of them. There's so many scripture verses that speak about coming together to pray. And we can pray in the silence of our own being. And yet, when we come together, it magnifies and multiplies. Do you ever notice, you know, when you're all by yourself, it's kind of, it feels one way. But when you come together and you're all holding hands or you're singing a song together, there's something that's energized. In Acts 1:14, it says they all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers, constantly. And Acts 2:42, it says they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Friends, this invites us into an awareness that prayer is something that we participate in together, and it is multiplied and magnified. So as we begin our own practice in whatever way, whether it's singing, dancing, whether it's viewing prayer differently, whether it's recognizing that prayer is our willingness to align ourselves in the spirit of allness that is good, then when we come together, when we join, we make a difference that's exponential. In Hebrews 10:24-25a, it says we should keep on encouraging each other to be thoughtful and to do helpful things. That's a novel idea, huh? Some people have gotten out of the habit of meeting for worship or gathering together, but we must not do that. We should keep on encouraging each other. So as we go forth in our everyday lives and as we embrace an opportunity to pray constantly, continually, I invite you to begin exploring your ideas and beliefs of what prayer is or what it should be, and to begin looking perhaps differently to understand that if all we say is thank you, it elevates us to a high enough resonance that we are in alignment with pure being in that moment and each other moment that we do that. And think of the mighty power if we're all gathered together, sending that forth, which is the idea behind World Day of Prayer. And all the other organizations and places that do that. When we read the prayer lists that people have made out, they just have people's names on them. All we do is hold that name in that light and in that vision of their highest truth. And it goes forth to be exponentially resonant in our world. Charles Finney, who was an American Presbyterian minister back in the 1800s, he was quite well known for revivalism, and he said, "Nothing tends more to cement the hearts of Christians than praying together. Never do they love one another so well as when they witness the outpouring of each other's hearts in prayer." Oh my gosh, we kind of forget about how special it is to come together, to bring down all of the walls of our separateness, all the walls of our judgments, all the walls of our fear of vulnerability. When we come together with hearts that are filled with love, it is amazing indeed what happens. So I invite you to explore going forward how you experience prayer in your life, and then how you make it a priority to be part of praying together, making a difference, being one with each other. And so let us remember this quote from Walter Mueller. He says, "Prayer is not merely an occasional impulse to which we respond when we're in trouble. Prayer is a life attitude." So let us live into how we can make a difference in coming together to pray, in shifting the ways we look at what prayer is, and becoming more aware that it is the resonance of life of all creation, that as we are open and allow it to flow, as we encourage each other, as we support one another, we send that energy forth into our universe and make a difference of transformation beyond anything we can imagine. Friends, indeed, let us remember always to pray together.